Only 2 days to go. Please welcome friend of the show, leader of the Mobot Mobros, Tommy Windsor. You can mow your own way.
Mow your own way. Tommy!
Good morning, Mobot.
What a day.
What a weekend. Does everyone just feel great after this weekend?
I'm pumped.
It's because we never get vitamin D.
Everyone.
It's amazing. It's amazing, the sun.
Everyone walking in the office today had a smile on their face, red arms, because they're burnt.
The Tassie tan, of course. We all walked in this morning with a little bit of colour in our face, which is nice.
And it also just happens to be at the end of a great month.
Oh, one of the great months.
What a month. Careful, Tommy, your kids are listening.
No,
sick of me.
That's why he comes in, because they can't deal with him anymore.
The kids and the wife. Yeah, Tommy, go into the radio again.
Hey, Tommy, I know we've covered it, but I'll tell you what, look, everything after the Point of Pinnacle and those donations keep coming in, you were just sitting there reading through a few of the donations to the Mobot Mobos just then. Every single year, the generosity from people.
Every single year.
Yeah,
in this stage of the month, people go, oh, you know, they've registered Movember's happening. They've known someone who's grown. They've known someone who's done the Point of Pinnacle. They know someone else who's donated, and then they donate, and then they feel good, and then they say, gosh, you guys do a great job. How good is this? How good's Mobot?
Yeah, it's a good place.
Feel good time of the month. Then the sun comes out, and wow.
Yeah, it's almost like it knows, hey? The sun came out with a little bit of moustache on it this morning.
And it is. It's supposed to be hot for the rest of the week. What's it, like 26 on Wednesday?
Even the sun's happy.
I know. It's just, 27 on Wednesday.
Ain't nobody throwing shade.
Oh, Tommy.
I'm retiring.
All right, look, Tommy, stick around. A couple of things. We're going to have just a bit of chat about Movember, how great everyone is, and everyone's throwing their arms around and supporting each other. But also, we've issued you with a little challenge. If you have listened to the show for a while, you know, we did vibe lifters, especially through COVID, and Tommy was very good at picking vibe lifters.
Unreal.
Mate, we've asked you this morning to pick a song to finish the show this morning. Don't have to tell us yet, but have a think. It's up to you. You can pick any song you want. As long as it's in the system.
Yeah. It can't be something weird, Tommy. It's got to be.
Damn it. Nathan, I need to apologise because we had Jack Riewoldt on, and I should have made the link, you know, from one legendary Tasmanian footballer to another. Tommy Windsor! You can mow your own way.
Injury's got in the way of your career.
Really stifled my reserves prowess.
What was the highest level you played at? Footy.
Reserves, amateurs, old scholars league.
The old boys.
The old boys.
I only managed 5 premierships. Sick of winning
five
them.
Rings.
Sick of I don't winning them.
We issued Tommy with a challenge as well to pick a song for a vibe lifter. Now, we won't say what it is. We'll say in a sec. But, Tommy, this song you used to listen to before you played footy.
It was
your pump-up song.
I was the skipper of the twos, and so I got to set the playlist. I'd control. And a bit of White Snake got played. Shout out to Dougie Rossiter, coach extraordinaire. Loved a bit of White Snake. Yeah. But yeah, fair bit of 80s vibe lifters. Okay.
Sometimes the 80s just do it for you.
To get you going. You know, we used to pretend we were going out to battle.
Yeah.
You know, warriors, gladiators.
War paint on.
You pull on this Guernsey, it's your armour.
Brilliant. I would have loved Tommy to be my footy captain. You would have given the best speeches.
I would have loved Tommy to be my army commander.
Tommy was the first captain of a football team to start on the bench.
Nick Payne. Shout out to Nick Payne. Started the grand final on the bench as captain. But he was so good they couldn't get rid of him.
Yes. Yeah.
Spiritual leader.
Slightly higher grade than I was playing.
Just a little bit. Look, Tommy, we do want to chat about Movember and just how awesome Tassie is in supporting itself and getting around each other.
It's just such a good vibe. Like I was saying, this time of the month, everyone's registered. They know why you've got that furry caterpillar on your upper lip. And they're just so supportive of the work we're doing because they know how important it is, because they've got a brother, they've got a son, they've got an uncle who suffered from these men's health issues that we're trying to change. I find it incredibly rewarding and just really enjoy it.
One of my favourite things is just simply like walking through something like the shopping centre, like Woolies or Coles, and you see a couple of other blokes who've got the slug underneath
the
nose.
Little nod.
And it is, isn't it?
It's just that understanding.
It's a little nod.
We're doing it.
Yeah. And
We're doing it.
It was funny because I heard a, what I can assume to be a husband and wife. They were walking through with their kids the other day, and one of the kid was pushing the trolley, as they often do, and turned around in the aisle. I'm walking behind him, turned around and go, "Daddy, when's that thing coming off your face? You know Mum hates it." And then, Mum turned around to this guy and said, "Yeah, when is it coming off?" And I just walked past and said, "3 days."
Just kidding around. Look, I did want to say, like, Nathan, I had a chat last Friday on the show. Forgot to get Tommy on. Sorry, mate. Apologies.
Mm.
The show falls apart without
Call
producer
your
Grace.
Mates during November, guys. Yeah. You know, just a shout out. Well, we've heard that one before.
We didn't have Grace. We're dogs off leads without Grace.
Grace was calling me.
Yeah, well, that was after a few when she was DJing on Saturday.
Tommy, you are? Grace is caught.
Yeah. but look, I did want to give Nathan a massive round of applause to Hobart, because look, we had a chat on Friday's show, and I did put a post up last night and been overwhelmed, and it's from Tasmania, it's from Hobartians.
Yeah.
It's, you know, I talk about my depression, my mental health, but it hadn't been great recently, and look, I had lied about it because look, I'm not going to lie, I find it very tough. I find it very tough when, you know, I'm in this position, in this role, in this job, and sometimes I struggle to be honest because it is hard to be up and about, and then also, you know, it's like I'm trying to ignore it. And I know that isn't a good way to be, but look, you know, that's why, you know, I appreciate, Nathan, you letting me have that conversation on the show. And then putting it up yesterday, Tommy, I mean, you'd know this, but every man and their dog just messages and just says, "Hey, mate, we're here with you if you
the
need
support,
anything."
Yeah,
like the support
so
is, it's, to be honest, we use this word in the show all the time, but it is unbelievable.
Yeah.
It does blow me away that people take the time, not just to say, "Hey, I hope you're right," like these long messages, like paragraphs spaced out. Like,
and people wanting to share
their own stories. Yeah. And you get that this stage of the month. And it doesn't matter if it's Movember or if it's Ride for Ryan or Mitch and Speak Up, Stay Chatty. Tasmanians and Mobartians, that's why we gravitate towards that community, because they're just so giving and so engaging and care so much. It feels good, doesn't it?
It does. Yeah. It does feel good, you know, when sort of, you know, you share that story and other people share theirs, and you can sort of, you know, you find common ground on that, and it makes it easier.
Yeah.
I guess would be the best way that I would say when I have those conversations, not just here on the show, but in private and also even via Instagram message, it does make me feel better about my own battles. And I'd encourage people to listen to the show. Look, and I know there's many things that Movember is about. It's not just about mental health. I know that's something that...
Awareness just as important.
Well, all the other things, prostate cancer...
Skin checks. Know you're normal. You know, go to the doctor if something's worrying you. And that's what I love hearing coming out of this month. You know, the older Mo bros among us, you know, changing their habits, changing their behaviour. "Oh, you know, I had a chat with him the other day about his prostate, and then I went to the doctor."
Yeah.
And I went, got my skin checked, and I've got high blood pressure or whatever it might be. People taking responsibility for their health, that's what saves lives.
Absolutely.
It's really that simple.
And when people share their stories, and I'm not going to name any names, but I got a lot last night and this morning I was reading them, it starts with a bloke not being, I guess, not being ready or not being comfortable to have that conversation about whatever their health problem is, because they're like, "I'm a bloke, I shouldn't, rah, rah, rah."
Mm-hmm.
But then as soon as they did that, whatever it was that, you know, made them have that conversation with their friends, their doctor or whatever, everyone's supportive. You know, it saves their life in case of getting a skin cancer checked.
Massive props to you, mate. You're an icon in the community. People love telling me, "Oh, I heard you on the Jimmy and Nath show. Those blokes are legends, aren't they?" So to come out and speak so honestly and authentically about your own health, and to provide a role model and example of younger kids and other people in our community and how to behave and how to take responsibility for yourself. Huge ups.
Yeah,
great to have you guys
on
board.
Now, look, thanks. And, you know, I'll deflect it here as well because I get very uncomfortable with praise. But I got to
You're
this...
amazing. We love you.
Yeah, and you're good looking.
Mobart.
That's me saying
that.
No one said that. No, but like I got to this position because of people like yourself, Tommy, because of Mitch and Stay Chatty and that. There were so many people in the community doing good things that it inspired me and made me want to be better and share my own story because I know it helps others. So that's, again, what I love about Hobart and Tassie. I just feel like it does it better than ever. I mean, Tommy, you're just saying some guy from New York, an original Mobart Mobro, still lives in New York now, still donated.
Yep.
To the cause.
Just dropped me a little go, Mobros. Every single year, he said, little donation there, all the way from New York.
I love that.
You know, how far and wide are we? We've got splinter groups. We've got the tashed up bogans over in WA. I got some donations from a pharmacy in the northern suburbs of Perth yesterday. Yeah. You know, like I used to play footy. Great work. You know, it's far and wide. But that's how simple it is as well. Just having a laugh, winding down your window, going, hey, Mobro, when you see an idiot with a mo this stage of the month in November. That's how simple it is to change the face of men's health.
Absolutely. Well, Tommy, look, before we do let you go, we do need to get the name of that vibe lifter that you want for us to take us out, mate. What would you like this morning? We put the pressure on. It needs to be a good one. What do you got?
I've got a little bit of fire in my belly.
I think we can do that.
So let's get a bit of Sunilmo's fire.
Okay, here it is. Tommy Windsor's vibe lifter. Celebrating Movember, guys. John Parr.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks for joining us, Tommy. Here it is. Sunilmo's fire. Hit 100.9. Jimmy and Nath.
Want more Jimmy and Nath? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.